Our story today is from the Gospel according to Luke. It's after Christmas, and the Lord is now an adult. And like us, he has to go through temptation. So listen to the story about the Lord's temptation. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted by the devil. And he did eat nothing in those days. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said to him, "If thou be the Son of God, say to this stone that it may be bread." And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every saying of God." And the devil, leading him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the inhabited earth in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give thee, and the glory of them, for it is delivered up to me, and to whomever I will, I give it. If therefore thou wilt worship me, I shall be thine. All shall be thine." And Jesus, answering, said to him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And he led him to Jerusalem, and stood him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. For it is written, he shall command his angels concerning thee to guard thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." And Jesus answering said to him, "It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he stood back from him for a time. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out fame concerning him throughout the whole region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Amen. This story is about the Lord's temptation. And like him, we go through temptation. What is a temptation? Another word for temptation might be a test or a trial. Maybe even like a courtroom trial or a school examination. Doesn't sound very pleasant. And it's not. But the Lord, through this story, is showing us how we can get through it. So first, let's look at what happened to the Lord. He was in the wilderness. He wasn't with any life around him, or so it looked. It was just him and the devil tempting him, and he was hungry. And so the Lord was all by himself and hungry. And so the devil came to him and said, "There are stones in the wilderness, and if you are really the Son of God, if you really are the Lord, you should be able to turn these stones into bread, and then you won't be hungry anymore." And the Lord says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every saying of God." And this is the first kind of temptation. The first kind of temptation is about bread and the word. So often in our lives, we want good things. We want bread. We're hungry. It's good to want good things. We want the blessings of the Lord. We want our friends to like us. We want our parents to be happy with us. We want to be able to do well in school. We want to do good and have good. And we want to do it now. And we want to have it now. But the Lord said that man cannot live by bread alone. So we need something more than just the good that we want. We need the word of God. So that's the first temptation, that you're going to want good right now. And that you're not going to want to have to go to the word before you get it. going to the Word is just very simply going to the Word, reading it, and seeing what the Lord is teaching us. For example, that we should shun evil's sins before we get good. So let's listen to the next kind of temptation. So then, the devil says to the Lord, he shows him all the world, and he says, if you worship me, if you worship evil, I can give you everything. So that's the second kind of temptation. And that's related to the first. We could go to the Word to find out how to be good and get good things in our lives and do good for others, or we can seek the devil. We can look for evil in our lives to guide us to good. In fact, that sounds silly, doesn't it? Look to evil to lead us to good. Well, it is ridiculous. But it's also the kind of ridiculousness that people, all people, fall into. We think that maybe if we can show everyone else how much better we are than them, then they will like us. That's one way of being ridiculous. Or maybe if we can cheat on tests, we'll get good grades. But then we wouldn't have learned anything. What's the point of that? All these ways that we turn to evil in order to get good are ridiculous. And listen to what the Lord says to the devil. He says, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." A very simple, clear teaching. In a sense, don't even begin to play that game with the devil. Just return to his word and say, a wonderful quote, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God." Turn to him. He can lead you to good. And then the third temptation. And this one's a little bit trickier. They're getting trickier, aren't they? And then the devil said, "Cast thyself down from this temple, because you won't be hurt. You can jump off of high places and you won't be hurt. For it is written, he shall give command to his angels concerning thee, to guard thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." And the Lord said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Now the devil did just tempt the Lord, our God. So what is going on here? And this is where hells and the devil and evil can be particularly sneaky and tricky. They're quoting the word. They're saying, "He shall command his angels concerning thee to guard thee." It's a quote from Psalm 91. In fact, it's a quote you may hear in chapel and in worship and in church many times in your life. And evil is trying to twist it. That's the next kind of temptation, the one that you've got to watch out for. At first, you're going to want good. You're going to want bread. But you will know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So you'll turn to the word. But then you'll have a temptation to see the word and read it, but decide that you can just go to evil. But you will know that you should worship your God, an only God. And so you won't follow evil to find good. And then the tricky part. Evil will try to twist what the word says and lead you to think that the good things that you deserve are natural good. So what's natural good? Well, natural good is wanting to be able to fly, to be able to jump off of a high building and know that because the Lord loves you, his angels will lift you up and you'll be able to fly. Don't do that. Don't jump off of a high building. Angels will not catch you. You will fall and you will be hurt. Don't do it. Now, I'm sure none of you think that you can fly. But maybe you think that by worshiping the Lord, that you'll become wealthy. Or perhaps you think that by worshiping the Lord, your life will always be perfect and that everyone will always like you. Maybe you think that by worshiping the Lord and following his word, that no harm will ever come to you or those you love, or that a storm won't take down a tree in your yard, or that you won't get in a car accident. Now here's the thing. The Lord is watching out for you. He's watching out for all of us. But his angels that guard us aren't looking to give us the power of flight. They're looking for us to be led to the Lord. The Lord is interested in your eternal salvation, in going to heaven, and being happy. There are a lot of people in the world who, when we look at them and their natural circumstance, we think they can't be happy. Maybe they're too poor, and we think, that poor person can't be happy. Or maybe they've only got one arm or one leg, and we think, ooh, that would be miserable to only have one arm. They can't ever be happy. Don't fall into that trap. Maybe they can be happy. And the Lord, in this story, tells us how. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Don't test him. Don't say to the Lord, Lord, I will worship you if you make my life perfect. Because then you will always be miserable. Because everywhere you look in your life, you'll think, well, my shirt has a hole in it, so my life isn't perfect. So that's too bad. Or, well, life was going well, but then I got the flu, so life isn't good, so that's too bad. Don't fall into that trap. Don't test the Lord. The Lord is saying that you can have the kingdom of God. You can have heaven. He can bring you joy, even in bad circumstances. So those guardian angels are watching out for you because they want you to look towards the spiritual end, to look towards heaven and the Lord. And don't worry about all those natural things. Don't worry about the hole in your shoe or the test in school or whether or not you're feeling sick. They're bad, but they're not important. What's important is your relationship to the Lord and the love you have for your neighbor. And isn't it always so true that whenever bad circumstances enter our lives, that we're given the opportunity to love others and to experience their love? Then the Lord, after he was being done being tempted, returned to Galilee, and he went back to why he really came. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So come to the Lord's synagogue, come to his word, be taught by him, and be therefore able to glorify him. Amen.